Dictation for Larry Myers, M-E-Y-E-R-S, February 847. Address as a letter, Dr. McCannon, M-C-C-O-N-N-O-N, 953-5329. Dear Dr. McCannon, follow-up for Mr. Myers with progressive renal failure, hypertension, hypercalcemia, prior history of prostate cancer with suppressed PSA, probably diabetic nephropathy, proteinuria not in the nephrotic range, last visit in March. Creatinine went up to 2.2, baseline is around 1.4, 1.5, comes accompanied with wife, has dementia, uses a walker and wheelchair, denies vomiting dysphagia, has constipation, chronic back pain, denies infection in the urine, there is incontinence, chronic edema, right side the more than left, which is stable through the years, denies recent falls, denies chest pain or increase of dyspnea. I review medications, blood pressure, Norvas, Losartan, Metoprolol, diabetes, cholesterol management. Few years back, we stopped HCTC because of high calcium. Today, blood pressure, 164, 87 by nurse, 148, 68 on the left side by myself. No respiratory distress, lungs are clear, no pericardial wrap, normal pupils, no facial asymmetry, no palpable neck masses or thyroid or lymph nodes, abdomen no tenderness or masses, has tremors, worse on the right comparing to the left upper extremity, 2-3 plus edema on the right comparing to 1-2 plus on the left, which is chronic. Repeat testing, monoclonal protein being negative, free light change negative. Calcium was high at 13, PSA suppressed. No anemia. PTH has been also suppressed around 30s. Repeat chemistries today shows normal free T4, PTH-related peptide pending, vitamin D125 pending, repeat creatinine at 1.7 improved, for an albumin of 3.5, corrected calcium will be around 11.8. A normal potassium acid base, glucose in the 190s. Anemia 12, MCB low at 78. Normal platelet count. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Over time, progressive renal failure, intermittent changes, intermittent changes associated to variable persistent elevated high calcium, etiology not clear, nothing to suggest recurrence of prostate cancer with suppressed PSA, appropriately suppressed PTH, awaiting results of vitamin D125, as well as PTH-related peptide. We've been trying to check this for the last month and a half, but there has been misunderstanding on the lab, the type of chemistries that we requested. As the calcium has improved and creatinine too, my plans to give him an infusion of Aridia, A-R-E-D-I-A, I'm going to place it on hold, awaiting for a bath results. There is no indication for dialysis. His baseline mental status, baseline blood pressure and edema right lower extremity from prior trauma to the legs. We did extensive serology for renal failure and proteinuria the last 1 to 2 years being negative. Only should discuss with the patient and wife, end of dictation.